Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Anthony's about to be running out of citizenship. Yesterday, you had this big idea that, you know what? I'm going to become Canadian.
No, I'm going to become a dual citizen. I love America. I'd also like to spend some time with my fellow Canadians just for about a week. Maybe.
You're not a Canadian yet.
Possibly seven games just for the World Series. So yesterday, took it upon me to see how I could get some help in doing this. I called the mayor's office in Toronto. Left a message, wrote an email, still waiting to hear back. Called places like Canada Dry, maybe thought they could help me. I called Jones Dairy Farm, the biggest distributor of Canadian bacon, and Jakeman Maple Syrup, brewed right up there in Canada. Oh, everybody was loving this whole thing. They didn't want me to play them on the radio. I don't know why, but that's okay. But I did find somebody who can help me out with this. And coming up, just about half an hour, 7 o'clock, I am going to take the Canadian citizenship test.
Really?
Live on K-Frog, yes. And we're going to see how I do, and if they will allow me to be an honorary Canadian.
Did you study?
For the duration of the game. I studied like two things, and hopefully...
What were those two things?
Best places to get coffee, which is Tim Hortons, and does Canada have states? Which is no, they have provinces.
Look at you. You almost got your book report done on
Canada. Ready to go.
Hey, good morning, K-Frog. Who's this? Oh, Preston, San Bernardino. What's going on?
All right, I just wanted to check on the situation here. So you got Anthony wearing a Canadian jumpsuit and eating creepy crawlers, and you're wearing homemade sprinkler hoses.
Pretty much. We're a mess today.
And you folks are going to get out in public and climb Mount Rubidoux in front of Fox News.
Yep.
You got it.
That's my kind of country right there.
This is why we're in radio and not on TV. We're not pretty.
That's right. And that's what I like about y'all. Y'all take care of business the right way.
Hey, are you watching the World Series?
I am cheering for the Dodgers. Sorry to tell you, Anthony. I am cheering for the Dodgers.
Let me tell you this.
Let me tell you something, Anthony.
I was going to tell you something, Preston.
You know what? I am proud of the Blue Jays. They made it all the way. But guess what? This is America, not Canada. So.
Oh, he said America.
Well, Preston, game one will be in Canada. So it is kind of partially Canada also.
We will whoop your butt. And, be happy about that.
USA! USA!
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
My husband thought it was a Halloween prank when I was peeling my skin off this morning.
Ew.
I know. I got this new, it's like an overnight mask.
Okay.
But in the morning, you peel it off. And there is something so oddly satisfying about peeling it off.
Ew.
No, you're not peeling your skin off. You're peeling the mask off.
Right.
Like when you were a kid, did you put glue in your hand and then you would peel it off?
Oh, it's like that?
It's like, yeah, the same thing. But when I was in the bathroom doing it, he's like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, no, it's supposed to come. This isn't my skin. It's the mask.
To a man, that's not normal. We walk in the bathroom and see our wife peeling the face off. Something's wrong.
Do you have one of those things, though, that's like kind of out of left field, but for some reason it is just... it just satisfies you deep inside to your core.
We have a marker chalkboard thing here in the kitchen of K-Frog. And Heather always writes on it. She'll write for, you know, whatever's upcoming for tickets or holidays. And whenever she does it, it's right by my desk. And it makes the most wonderful spine-tingly noise I've ever heard.
Okay, just because it's Friday and I'm trying to be nice, I actually recorded her.
Oh, good.
So here you go. Get ready, okay? Oh. I wish you could see Anthony's face right now.
My body goes numb when I hear that in the best way possible.
That's almost like nails on a chalkboard, though.
Can you do it? Can you do it again?
Screeching? Okay. All right. Your markers, my face peel. What is something totally random, but you find it oddly satisfying? If you see me peeling my face, leave me alone. I'm not actually peeling my skin. It is oddly satisfying to take off this mask that I bought. There's something about it. That peel, when you feel it like stretching off your skin, I love it.
We all have those weird, oddly satisfying things that we like. I was talking about the sound of the drawing on the chalkboard that we have here that Heather has.
That marker squeak.
You said sounds like nails on a chalkboard.
I don't get it.
To me, it's like a little taste of heaven. It's so nice.
Deneen in Cyprus, what is the thing that you find oddly satisfying?
I'm kind of scared to say this. I love when I get my eyebrows microbladed. They slice your eyebrows and putting hair. Does that make sense?
I totally know what you're saying because my wife was doing that for a little bit. And it's like low-key kind of dangerous, the job that they have to do because of how sharp that blade is.
Yes. Even the girl that does it, she's like, I think you're my only client that's like, I love the feel when you slice my eyebrows.
So, Deneen, you like pain. That is oddly satisfying, I guess.
Wouldn't want to admit that either.
Yeah. 951 says, I used to love those old school Biore strips that you put on your face and it would clean out your pores. So satisfying.
What are those?
Those are like those strips that went over your nose and then you like leave them on, you peel them off and you get all the blackheads.
Oh, it rips the hair right out?
No, the blackheads. Like what are the dirt in your pores.
Oh, blackheads aren't like the beginning of hair growing?
No.
Alrighty. Well, we don't didn't learn about that in Canada. Amber on Facebook says, when I see mushrooms growing in the grass, I literally have to step on them. It feels so good. For some reason, when I hear that, I think, yeah, stepping on them like even barefoot.
What?
Probably there's a little sensation there.
I feel like that person might be on mushrooms. 626 says, I love the smell of gasoline. Race fuel is even better.
All right. I wouldn't do it.
No.
No.
You're just out there stomping on mushrooms.
That's it. Join me if you want.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I can't believe how serious you are taking this Canadian dual citizenship.
I have my friend Celine with our friends over at 93.7 JR Country on the phone. Who is in Toronto right now? Celine, you there?
I am here, and actually, I'm in Vancouver, but I am from Toronto.
Okay, well, I should have known that, but that's okay. Are they
Anthony
at least
details.
Are they at least close to each other?
Definitely not. I'm on the West Coast, and Toronto is all the way out east.
Feel like you should have known that too, Anthony.
Well, swing and a miss on my
Mr. Canada
knowledge there. Okay, whatever. Old news. All right, well, Celine, thank you for joining us. I heard that there is a citizenship test that I also have to pass to become Canadian.
Yes, yes, you do. And I have all the questions ready for you.
All right, I am going to pass with flying colors, Kelly. Watch this, okay?
I doubt it.
All right, here we go.
What's Toronto's nickname?
The big T.
The six.
The six.
Because our area code is 416, so it's called the six.
Okay.
All right, we're down one.
Going to tell Verizon to change my area code to 416 later today. Okay, that's all right.
What's the capital city of Canada?
Ooh, I'm going to say Quebec.
Fairly close. It's Ottawa.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I'm getting my,
You're lying.
Picturing my route, my drive. You're right. Okay, it is Ottawa.
What's on the Canadian flag?
Oh, the beautiful red maple leaf.
Yes, there you go. You got one so
Finally
far.
Finally got one. I could have got that one.
Gosh.
Okay, what animal are we not allowed to bother? And they also scare us.
Ooh. What animal are you not allowed? Okay, I'm going to go with with a moose.
Fair. It's actually the geese.
Okay, I don't know how that's fair, but I love that you're giving me credit.
Not even close.
I know, not even close, but I didn't want to say that.
How come we can't bother the geese?
You know what? It's a good question. I got no idea.
Why are we scared of the geese?
They're vicious.
They're mean
Those
birds.
Things will attack you.
The geese run Canada. That's what I'm getting here.
No, they actually do. Okay, this one should be easy. What are three things that we're famous for?
Okay, we've got to go Tim Hortons, obviously.
Okay, cool, yep.
We got to go hockey.
Yes, sir.
And why not shed some light on the maple syrup?
You got it. You're Canadian.
I am officially Canadian, ladies and gentlemen. It is a thing now. Dual citizenship.
No, wait. You got one more thing here. You're rooting for the Jays, right?
Absolutely.
So, do you know the song?
Oh, fly, Jays, fly.
I'll teach you it right now. Just repeat after me.
Okay.
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 Blue Jays. Let's
play
ball. There we go.
Wow. You're so sweet for giving me it word by word in case I forgot all of it in a sentence.
Well, she saw how terrible you did with the test. She was like, he is going to just screw this up.
I think she has geese looking at her right now. She's kind of freaking out. Celine, hey, thank you so much for taking the time, and let's go Jays.
Yes, let's go Blue Jays.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
This Halloween, you're probably going to see a ton of ghost faces running around. That's one of the most popular costumes for boys this year. And as we found out yesterday, it's not popular because of the movie. It's popular because of Fortnite.
Yeah, kids are playing the game and the mask is popping up in the game and that's how they know it.
And my son's one of them. When he said, Mom, I want to be Ghostface for Halloween, I was like, why? You've never seen the movie Scream. And he didn't even know it was from that movie. He only knew it from the video game. So then it started the conversation of, well, can I watch Scream? And I was like, I don't think you're old enough. He's 10. I'm like, that's a little too young for like real scary movies.
I would agree, because then the nightmares are going to start rolling in. He's in your bed every night.
And that happened with Colt, my little one, who's 6. I thought we were watching, it was on Disney. It was rated PG. We watched it. He got terrified, ended up in our bed sleeping with us. And I was like, was it the movie? And he's like, no.
He's shaking.
Yeah, I was like, no, it totally is. Do you remember when you started watching like scary movies?
No, because I still don't.
You haven't started yet.
I still
yet.
Can't because I know it'll still mess with me. We talked last week. I still have a fear of the dark. Something's going to pop out. So no, I can't. I can't bring myself to do that. I have nothing in common when people want to talk about horror movies.
And I don't think I started until I was like maybe like 15 or 16, because I'm not big into the horror scene anyways. There's still like the movie It, I still have never seen all the way through. I started it and I was like, I can't do this.
The one with the little clown?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pennywise.
I think I was, as we're talking about this, I was thinking like maybe 15, maybe the same range of 15, 16 might be okay to start watching them.
Yeah, and maybe there are some that are better to start with than others.
I feel like if you were to watch like the classics, the older ones, it might be a little easier because of the quality of it. And you can tell it's fake as opposed to now where it's like, ugh. But I still don't think I could do it either.
What is the right age to let your kids start watching scary movies?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
The airports are about to be packed. You know, holiday travel is going to start next month. When it comes to traveling, have you heard of this new airport divorce term?
No, I have not.
It's couples who travel together but have different ways of traveling. You know, there's always one person who wants to get there super early, and then maybe someone else decides, I'm going to hang back. I don't want to get there till like 45 minutes before my flight. The airport divorce is pretty much like, you do you, I'm going to do me, I'll meet you at the gate.
No, that's asking for a real divorce. You're not going to the airport together?
No.
Oh, no. No, my wife and I were generally on the same wavelength of getting there early, but I am like full on dad mode. Like, we got to get there 3 to 4 hours early, which I'll admit is a little insane. But I'd rather be at the airport knowing, okay, we're here, we're good. Let's just wait it out now. I could not imagine leaving my wife and meeting her at the airport.
When it comes to travel, I'm more of the McAllisters. You know me. I'm always running late.
Running fast sprint.
Gosh, I hope this is my plane.
Carter!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.